I think we're just early this time.
Don't know how we can be early with 3 minutes to go, but I guess so.
It happens.
Hey, I know you guys.
These people never show up early for a meeting.
Hi there. It took me a second to find my unmute button. Okay, so we agree to everything. It's all good. We can leave. And for once, I'm in the office, so you can see me on my webcam.
Yeah. Oh, these glasses are horrible reflection. Let me go in the
Okay.
other one. Hello.
Morning. Or evening, as it may be, depending on time zone.
Yeah, it's rather afternoon here.
Okay.
Sorry, Steve, for all the confusing emails.
It's all good.
Okay. Did you get my latest one? Yeah.
Hello, everyone.
Morning.
Sorry, I'm a little late. Does anybody else like have 10 minutes to go and then start doing something and then fail to look back at the clock until 11:01? That happens to me more than I'd like to admit. Welcome, everyone. We'll get started in just a moment. We'll see if anybody else comes in who had a similar problem to me this morning. I will throw the agenda in the chat for anybody that doesn't have it. All right, I think we'll get started since we have a pretty big agenda today, and I want to try to get to as much as we can. Apologies for my voice. I'm still recovering from that head cold from last weekend, which is now through this weekend and still today. So I'll do my best to mute if I cough. So welcome. We have a couple of announcements, and then I will be handing it over to Martina, who's joining us to talk about prioritization, which I'm excited to hear about. Meeting-wise, we have a fee find subgroup, I believe. Tom's not on the call, but we are supposed to have a fee find subgroup on Thursday. That is our next cycle. So watch the Slack if that ends up getting canceled, but that is the plan as of right now. And then next week is calendar calming week, so no meetings on Monday and Thursday next week. No meeting on April 6th because it's a German holiday. Perfect. Good to know. And then we will be back in action on the 13th. Not the 13th, that's a lie. Sorry, on the 9th with the next JIRA ticket review will be the next cycle for that. Any other calendaring announcements, thoughts? Tom, I said you're doing fee finds on Thursday. Is that a lie? Awesome. Great. Let's see. You may have seen on Slack on Friday, Amelia Sutton sent out a UAT opportunity for testing how custom fields can be displayed on the checkout screen. So the info is, there's a little bit more info on the Slack post, but the link in the agenda is to the page that has all the details if you want to help out. The deadline for that, if I'm not mistaken, I just looked it up and now I've forgotten it already, is April 1st, April Fool's Day. So jump on that if you'd like to help out and provide some feedback. And then, hot off the presses, Steph Buck is looking for some folks to help out with answering questions about SMS messaging, which she's having time to turn her attention to, which I'm very excited about. There was several folks who said they were interested, so she suggested a little subgroup. Her estimate is just a couple of meetings to talk about workflows and then another meeting after she has a chance to write things up to just give feedback on that. So if anyone is interested in that, throw your name in the chat and I will collect those names and let her put something together. Anything else announcement wise, administrivia wise? Okay, then I will hand it over to Martina, who's joining us today to talk about prioritization. This has been a long overdue invitation that we finally extended to her. Martina, we have not been doing nothing. I want you to know we decided last January that we would start by last January, I mean 2025, that we would start by going through all of our open JIRA tickets to try to get them into better shape, not really just to decide what to close and what to keep, what needed more refinement before we prioritized. And now we're coming to the close of that. And now we're ready to turn our attention to prioritization. So, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me. And I mean, that makes perfect sense to first look at the JIRA tickets and then start the prioritization process and vote. I will speak merely about how we do it in ERAM SIG. I'm the convener for, but I think the acquisition SIG has a very similar process to the one that ERAM SIG has. And I thought I would briefly maybe show you four slides to go through the process as an overview, and then maybe we can look at our individual pages and look at how we do it. And if you already know specific things, and I, or whatever, if you have questions, just let me know and say that. So the four slides I wanted to present to describe the overall process. So in eRamSig, we have an implementers topics page where everyone in the community can add topics to. And topics means requirements, wishes. They may be very small and tiny, just adding one further pick list value to a hard-coded list, for instance, or it may be something like, please add the checklist support that's available in Open Access app to the eRAM apps, for instance. So that's a larger package. Everyone can add to the eRAM implementers list. That's valid for the eRAMSIG and some subgroups, and there another subgroup has a specific one. So we work with like two implementers topics lists. And these topics that are added to this list will be discussed in our SIG or subgroups, depends on where they belong to. So it's if it's an e-usage topic, it will be discussed in the e-usage subgroup. But everything that's added will be discussed first. And that means that people who have provided the topic can explain why they need it, give use cases, others can ask questions, agree or disagree, and especially the product owner learns about the requirement and can check as well whether he or she understands the issue. And then after this discussion, either the product owner will create a Jira ticket for the implementers topics and the new requirement, or we may have another meeting because the PO brings like some mockups, design proposals, or like other input that needs discussion before we can add a Jira ticket. And then the product owner in our case creates the Jira tickets. This may vary from SIG to SIG. In our case, the product owner creates the Jira tickets, and every Jira ticket that's created from this implementers list gets a specific label, and that's eRAM SIG topics. And so because we have this label, we can create a Jira dashboard on eRAM SIG topics that are for ranking or for voting. And this dashboard lists the different tickets by votes, as you can see, like here. Exactly. And so everyone who wants to help prioritizing eRAM features can go to this dashboard and just walk themselves through the list and add their votes to the different tickets. And how that goes, maybe we can look at afterwards. And then this prioritization is on one hand done for the community priorities dashboard that's created by the product council. And we have decided that like we will split our priorities across the different teams because the sub groups represent different development teams. We are allowed to give five priorities, and we have four different areas of focus. So we have said, okay, the priority one is the one that comes from the eRAMSIG. The priority two comes from the e-holding subgroup, priority three from the e-usage subgroup, and four from the agreements local KB subgroup. That may be different. For instance, acquisitions has no real subgroups. They just do, I think, one priority list. And the last one is a joint one across our groups, where we decide as a team what the priority five is. But apart from that, we use the list for the different development teams' prioritization as well. So it has two goals. The one is the community priorities dashboard by PC, but for the different development teams, it helps to have this voting and prioritization so that they can pick tickets when they have spare time. They immediately know which one is the one that's the most needed by everyone. And in this presentation is just we have some Jira dashboards and Jira links, and we have some conference pages, but I think I can go now directly to maybe our implementers page and show you maybe some details how we deal the statuses. I just want to pause briefly if you have already some questions or, yeah, anything I should focus on. If that's not the case, then let's go directly to our implementers page. I know that not all SIGs have such an implementers topics page. ERAM has, and the acquisition SIG has as well. This is really a page where everyone can add their wishes. And in our ERAM case, we have like two tables on this page. There is one table where people can add their new topics that haven't been discussed yet. And the second table is lists all the topics that have been discussed in our ERAM SIG or one of the subgroups. And what is given in this table is like the app's name, because like ERAM isn't represented only by one app, the brief topic, and then the description or some use cases. We have a discussion status. And I can show you in a second what different statuses we do have there. The date added, who provided the topic, interested parties can just list themselves as well. Then we have a link to the discussion, the meeting minutes, and in the last column, we have the Jira ticket linked. So whenever the PO has created a Jira ticket, it's listed here as well. And it's the status of the Jira ticket, and that's important, is different from the discussion status, because it can be like through the SIG and we are done with it. That means, for instance, for voting, the SIG itself will not do anything with this anymore. But the status on the ticket says draft, because everything that now happens will happen in Jira. So people can now go into Jira and vote for this ticket. What statuses do we have? We have the one that says open. All new items that haven't been discussed have a status open. Some tickets or topics may be blocked because we need more information before we can continue. In progress means it's still in discussion. PO is doing mockups, and we need to decide on a specific like mockup or process. For voting means the SIG has agreed and it will be done, and there is a ticket for it that we can vote on. And closed can mean it's done, ticket is done, and development is done, or may even mean we have discussed, but we won't do because it's not possible or whatever. So these are the different discussion statuses. We have a brief description of how people can add their topics, and we have as well here a page where we tell how to prioritize ERAM implementers topics in Jira, that you need an Atlassian account and so on and so forth. On the right side here, we have a glimpse at the list in Jira, and if we look at this ERAM SIG topics, then we go to the page that I've already opened. That's our dashboard where we list all the tickets that have been created out of these implementers topics. They all have this ERAM-SIG-topics label, and they are sorted by votes. So the highest votes appear highest in the list. And that's, for instance, in our case, the agreements export multiple agreements to CSV. And if we now look at this ticket, everyone at this top right corner should have this vote option. You can see this thumb up. And if you click on that, you should be able to. Now, where is it? I don't see it here because I have so many tools in my way. There we go. So I have voted for this. I can remove my vote. And if I want to vote on something, I can just add my vote for this new feature. And then by that, I have done my job in Jira and I have voted for this ticket, for instance. And the more people vote for this in this top right corner, the higher it is in the list. That doesn't mean necessarily in ERAM that this is done immediately after voting. So I'm not sure, like other SIGs may go with this in a different way. I know that it's the same in acquisition SIG because the priorities list is usually something that's decided on before a release, maybe month ahead. It's often decided by the funding institution, And the funding institution picks community priorities as well, but it's not necessarily that only this list like decides on what will be done and what will be developed. But I think we have more and more requirements, and the backlog of Jira tickets grows and grows and grows. And every time the development team has some spare time, it's important that they can immediately pick something that they can do, because in our case, they would need to wait like 2 weeks or even 4 weeks until the group meets next. And if they need to wait for that period and then talk with us about what do you want to have done first, that would take too much time. And maybe then they even don't have any spare time anymore. So that's why it's important for the development team that this prioritization is there whenever they have time to pick something up. And that's possible by doing this voting. So that's that. That's the Jira. And if we look back at how to prioritize, what you need is an Atlassian account, so that you and you can set up an account using this link. We have this how-to page in ERAM. And then you can navigate to the Jira dashboard or do a search by yourself on like the label that you decide should be the one that lists all votable tickets. In our case, it's ERAM sick topics. Then you can vote on the issues by selecting the ticket you would like to prioritize and clicking this thumb up button. And then sometimes in our case, because we base our prioritization on this implemented list, there may be tickets that don't have the label ERAM sick topics, but that's something that people can bring back to the sick, to the PO, or to me as a convener, and then we can discuss in the sick and add the label to the ticket nevertheless, so that it is votable, for instance. And this dashboard that comes out of it, and that we've just looked at, is something, as mentioned, that's not all or only something that will influence the PC priorities or the community priorities, I should say, that live under the PC. But that's something that really influences the development for the different teams, because every team, and that's why the development team is listed here as well, can pick their highest priorities as well and then do them. And everyone can follow what the status is of this ticket, and everyone can be kept informed. Yeah, and I think that's our prioritization process. The one thing that I have, that I could show, but you will know, is the community priorities dashboard, where you can see here our top five priorities that have been listed based on this process that we have in our SIG. Was that, do you have any questions? Was that clear how our process goes?
That was
I see my.
incredibly clear and very impressive how organized that whole thing is. Thank you so much, Martina. That is stunning how not just clear it is, but how clear it is how others can vote and to your own people and then explaining it to us. It's interesting. I think there are some things we can definitely take away from this. I think one of the challenges for the RA SIG is that we have literally like 500 open tickets. Like we have so many tickets. So starting from like, I have this idea and then going, walking it all the way through, we sort of already have this huge corpus of ideas and Jira tickets that we need to figure out how to wrangle. But I do think there are definitely ways we can translate and adapt some of the processes you've used to our scenario. So I'll need to be talking to Katie, Ramon, my co-convener, and we'll have to strategize how we're going to figure out how to roll this out and apply it to our own unique scenario here in RA. One question I have that I think is different than what our structure here. We do, it's curious that you have an ERM implementers group, and I want to hear a little bit about how those two are differentiated and how they function. Like, is that a group that meets separately from the ERM SIG, and or is it just a kind of virtually you are all the people who are implemented who have ERM?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, maybe we could even rename that page because I think it's called ERM Implementers page because it has been created a very long time ago. Everyone really can add their topics and can discuss with us, even if they haven't yet implemented Folio. It's just that we, from time to time, really spend time on these tickets. We have other meetings as well where the product owner discusses other things with the group where new development is shown, like the maybe UATs are described, but we really come back regularly to these topics because otherwise they would add on and on and on. And I mean, you see on our implementers page already that we have a lot of open discussion topics. So that's really when we see we have now a good bunch of new topics, then we would discuss those in the SIG, in the usual ERM SIG or one of the subgroups where they belong to. And we have more tickets in Jira as well. We really reduce the number of votables by adding this ERM SIG topics label that could be different, but that's really our way to say this is the like list of things that you can vote on, and if you want to add more from the rest of the tickets, then please contact us and we can maybe add that label too. Yeah.
Do you have ERM tickets that are in there that don't have that label? Like that didn't come from the SIG? Okay. Are there questions that folks have?
Anya. How is the voting recorded in Jira? Is this a specific field, a specific function that is used for that?
Yes, that's give me 1 second. I will share my screen again and maybe let me find the eHoldings one because yeah, exactly. So you should see the ticket now. Yeah. You do. And in the top right corner, you really have this thumb up option. And if you click on that, and why is it sometimes displaying correctly and sometimes not? Now it's better. You see the list of people who have voted for this ticket, but that's something, I mean, for me as now voting person, that's not maybe relevant. And I can vote by clicking on vote for this epic in this case. And then my vote is added. Yeah, and that's something that then can be used for sorting the tickets in a list on a dashboard, for instance. Or if you look on the individual ticket, you can see the number of thumbs, and that's the number of votes. And it's not restricted. Maybe that's something that is good information as well. It's not restricted, but in our SIG, and I know in acquisitions as well, it works that not like 100 people from one organization vote on one ticket because they want to like push that. That works. And what the product owners always say is they can see, like, if you look at the list, you can see who voted on it. And if there is a lot of people from my institution, for instance, they know, okay, VZG needs it, but do others need it as well? We thought about restricting that. That's not easy. And we said everyone with an Atlassian account is allowed to vote, and people should be, should try not to trick out the system, but vote per institution. Does that explain your answer your question, Anya? Oh, was that a different one?
No, that actually was the question. So, but is that something that had to be activated specifically for you, or is that the standard functionality you simply employ for doing that?
Yeah, it should be there for everyone. Yeah.
So it sounds like it's essentially honor system that one representative will vote for per institution. That seems like a reasonable expectation. And because it's so transparent, it would be pretty obvious if somebody's really gaming the system.
And some institutions even said, okay, we are such a large institution, and there may be different votes from like the journalist department and the resource access department, whatever. So it may be okay if multiple people vote, but like, no, that didn't really happen in our scenario. So that really worked out. And it should be lightweight and not too complicated. And that really is doable via this voting process from my perspective.
Other questions? For Martina, or initial thoughts about sort of how this could work in the resource access SIG, knowing how many tickets we have. Yeah, Cornelia.
We could maybe try to revert the process and vote, not vote for what is most what the developers should pick up first, but for what we should start to refine first. Or I'm not sure, maybe develop parallel structures for like, so we don't have that many tickets that are ready for dev at this moment, so developers could choose from them and start with like voting for what to refine. And the more we get refined, we could switch to what should be developers' priorities.
Anya?
I think my mind wrapped itself around exactly the same thing. We have to have a two-step process, but we don't want to have like two different ways of voting for it. So how can we use one and the same for taking exactly the steps that Cornelia put there right away? We need to refine first and get things ready for development, prioritized in some way, and then development needs an idea of the importance as well. And I was wondering exactly the same thing. Would it work if we use this really lightweight approach, which I really, really like? It's very simple, it's very self-explanatory. I really like that. Would that work for us to go through this process of refining, adding new steps on an ongoing process?
Yeah, well, I really like the way that Martina described sort of that not all tickets are available for voting at all times, right? So even if we are looking at tickets that need refinement, we don't have to necessarily open all tickets for voting at the same, like, I don't think that would be successful. I think that telling the community to vote for 500 tickets is a non-starter. I mean, it throws me back to like, what features do you need in MVP in order to go live? Like, those spreadsheets were mind-boggling. So I don't think that's a viable path. The question is how to get from the number of tickets we have now in various states to how could we start voting. We could also have two dashboards, right? You could have a dashboard for the prioritization of things that need refinement, and then the prioritization of things that are ready, dev ready, that are assigned to a dev team. Olga?
I wonder if we could have similarly to the other six, we have areas, right? Sort of like finds and checkouts and notices and such. So maybe come up with a few of those areas that would divide the tickets automatically. And then maybe concentrate on one. And
area, and that might make it a bit easier, but still it's going to be like probably 50, 70 tickets. So I don't know after that.
That's a good suggestion, Olga. The if you remember the first when we were looking through the Vega and the Volaris open tickets, we did that. We sort of like the 150 were too many to look at, and we sort of were like, let's look at requests today. And that is another, that's definitely a way we can think about breaking it down. Other thoughts? All right. Well, we will con Oh, Anya, you got another one? No, mistake.
Yeah,
Or you got it?
no,
No, you
not
got
a
it.
mistake. And we have been starting to discuss this when we looked at the old tickets as well. And I still and really, really like this idea of kind of dividing it up by grouping the tickets to related tickets and areas, because I feel that this will be helpful to also link separate tickets together, like how they relate to each other, because I feel that if we get a group of tickets that are related to each other, development ready at the same time, the chances are higher that tickets are picked up together because a developer needs to look into a certain area anyway. So I think that would be a good approach given the huge number of tickets we have. So we would have to discuss a way to kind of decide as a whole SIG on how to prioritize our areas of functionalities to start with. And I think there are very different pain points in different institutions. So I don't know how to approach that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think our gap list is a good place to start because the gap list is already a sort of a place where people have proactively said these are things we want to have, and that is sort of a one way around looking at the particular things that people have identified as priorities already in some respects. So that's one way. And I do think you're right, Anya, that spending some time clustering these and making sure the relationships are together in the ticket is helpful, because you're right, there it's much easier to develop within, three or four things that are related. And sometimes it can reveal sort of better strategies when you know all of the problems in one place. That's a good idea. Martina, are you able to share the slides in the agenda? Thank you. If you can just link it to the agenda item, you can do that, or you can pop a link in the chat and I can do it either way.
Will do. Yeah.
Thank you. Other thoughts about process? All right. Well, I think this is a really good start, and I'm really excited about how we can think about moving forward with some of these. Thank you, Martina, so much for coming. I know it's long overdue, but it was well worth it. Well worth the wait.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. All right. Well, we will turn our attention to our draft. Reviewing our draft description. There's a link in the agenda to the description, and let's see, need to go to it. So if folks want to take a look, so full disclosure, I used AI to help draft this because I ran out of time to do it myself. And so I would love for folks to take a look. There's not, first of all, this is not like high stakes. This is very very low stakes. The reason we want to rewrite it is because the description that was on, that is currently on our website, is very much related to when we were building a system from whole cloth. So it talks about, writing requirements and things like that that are about a system that is not yet built, as opposed to a system that is built and is being maintained, enhanced, further developed. So that's why this list is, or the refinement is required or seems necessary to be able to signal to other folks who are maybe considering joining the SIG to know what it is that we do. So David suggested adding calendars. I think that makes sense. Are there other thoughts about this? I'll give folks a minute to read it.
I was just maybe thinking when talking about cross-app functions, maybe user management, mentioning that since there's a lot of crossover.
Yeah. It was, I was considering adding a list, some, individual ones, and then I was like, well, then we got to add this and this and this. But you're right. I do feel like the user management connection is much stronger than, I mean, it's sort of foundational to what we do, I think.
You could put in a catch-all of general circulation issues or developments that catch anything we might be might not have mentioned there.
Which part do you mean, Scott?
I was saying as at the end of the list, a kind of a catch-all statement saying for general circulation issues related to Folio, kind of a catch-all for anything else not covered there.
Gotcha. I'm looking back at the notes from February 9th, which I included. That's where we discussed this. So if anybody wants to see sort of what we discussed at that meeting, I can throw that in here. I actually did take notes at this one. These are real notes, not AI notes. That's where the suggestion about making the bulleted list came up. We had talked about adding multiple more things that were omitted, and then we'd also talked about, well, maybe we should have sort of a not, rather than trying to make a laundry list of absolutely everything, sort of have larger catch-all things. So it was, there were some sort of competing ideas there. We could include, one of the things was resource sharing and remote storage, and user management sort of all fall into the category of, I mean, the problem is they don't all take the same form, so it's not always collaborating with other SIGs. It could be, you know, they could also be subgroups of our own SIGs. So it's a little bit tricky to think about how to word that in a way that's accurate. Well, if there are other thoughts, please add them as comments to the description, and I will take another pass at this and then send it out for final approval in the coming days. I'll give it another week. We can look at it. I guess we're not going to meet for a couple weeks because of calming and holidaying. So we will, when we next meet, we will put the finishing touches on this, and then we can swap it out on the wiki. There's not a formal approval process, I don't think, unless I'm missing something, Cornelia. I think this is just our description of ourselves. All right. Anything else?
Just a quick reminder, the implementer SIG has started the process of writing a survey. I know that it was the RA wanted to do the same thing. So if possible, they would like us to start looking at some of the questions you would like to have if we want to have, if it's general questions, have it as part of their survey, or if we want to have our own survey that goes out with theirs.
I think we were hoping that we would be able to piggyback on that survey. So I have seen that the implementers has the meetings have been the survey subgroup. Would it be helpful, Tom, for one of us to go to a meeting, or do you are you obvious are you going to those meetings?
Yeah, I'm one of the conveners, but yeah, if somebody else wants to come, I think that'd be helpful too. As I
Okay.
said, they kind of want to know what direction we're going to. They don't want to try, they want to try to keep the main survey from blowing up to this humongous thing. And I know before we said about that, we wanted to get down to the nitty-gritty of like fine fees, like are you using this functionality or this functionality or this functionality? So that might lead more towards a separate survey. But yeah, I think having somebody come to that meeting might help. But it might also be something we want to talk about in this group as well, of what sort of questions we want and what sort of detail we want to get down to.
Yeah. What do you know when the next meeting is, or is there a next meeting scheduled?
I'll have to look. We've been using the planning board meeting for it, which would mean that it'd fall next Thursday, but I think that's off because of
Calendar
calming.
calming.
Yeah. So I will look and I can drop you a message in Slack. Or when it
Sounds
comes up,
good.
I'll drop you a message in Slack.
Okay. If I'm able to come, I will try to come. I think there are some pros and cons, I think, to trying to, like, we have to figure out what is the actual goal of the survey. I think the higher level survey can get us a lot of information that we're trying to get, and then we need to think about the bang for the buck of doing a separate survey, certainly. And are there some higher level questions, higher level RA questions that we think we would like to have in there that could get us partway there, or achieve some of the goals? So I want to circle back to what our initial goals were about that survey. This was the conversation that we primarily had at WolfCon, if I remember correctly. And so I can look
Yes.
back at that. Those notes, like that was the topic of our WolfCon in-person, hybrid, whatever, general RA-SIG meeting in September. So I'll look back and see. That was where the idea of getting together with the implementer SIG and actually having a larger survey, having one instead of trying to survey all Folio libraries
Right.
simultaneously twice.
Exactly. And actually, as a plug for WolfCon 2 is the calls for proposals and on the 25th. So
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, so I was going to say that I submitted a tick I submitted one proposal for the general RA SIG meeting as a placeholder, so we will do whatever topics we have at the time, but it's good to have a placeholder meeting. And then I sent out the call on Slack. I'm not sure if anyone else has put anything out there. And then Katie and Cornelia were going to be looking into doing a workshop proposal. Can you give an update on that, either of you, about where you're at?
Well, we did submit it. We went ahead and submitted it, and we started an outline and everything. So we're well on our way to getting that done. So.
Fantastic. Yay. If there are any other thoughts about if anybody is wanting to submit a proposal for another non-workshop but just a session, please feel free to do so. It would be great to have a little more RA content. Tom, I know you are thinking about a couple that are still milling about in your mind. But if there are others that are interested, it's a very easy way to kind of get things on your CV, and it's a pretty easy group. It's a very low stakes. I presented on e-reserves last year. It's easy. It's not a heavy lift. And if you have something that you're doing and you're interested in sharing it with others, please consider it. And you get to go to Prague if you want to. Or you can also present remotely. I'm not physically going to be in Prague, but I will be helping Katie run the RA SIG meeting. So it is possible to be participating from home and also present. So give it some thought if you have any ideas that you're interested in sharing. We would love to have some more content out there.
Susan, I think I is the one that mentioned it. Something on notices, maybe. I don't know if
And I don't know if
someone
anybody's is able to actually
Okay.
weigh in on
Okay. Yeah.
notices. Like,
Oh, so you didn't submit that one? Because you just suggested to do something on notices.
did
Oh, I
I or
no.
did Katie did?
Or Katie did, and you
Did I
opted
say
to
I would
run
do
it.
it?
Yeah.
I think so.
I blo
Want to call you out.
that did not get into the AI minutes that Susan offered and will
Oh.
action item would sign up for. Potentially
Okay.
I could. I mean, it would have to be remote, which is a little I know is possible, but I don't know. I certainly can. So give me a little bit more, Katie, about what I said I would do now. Was it sort of a notices 101, like sort of from the beginning, how to set them up? Because I certainly can do that. Or were you thinking something more about optimizing your notices once they're like, what's the target audience, I guess, is what I'm thinking about. I want to think about doing it in a way that makes the most sense.
I think I was thinking like a notices 101 type thing.
So
It
like
just,
how
I
notices.
think, yeah, because it's kind of daunting when you look at it. You have the templates, and then you have to create the policies and stuff.
Okay, I can
Nothing
do that.
complicated.
I can do that. If anybody wants to help me with that, I'd be happy to have some help. But I certainly can do
I just wanted to add, if you want to present virtually, please be aware of the time zone
Oh,
and
great.
request that in your proposal. Do
Thank
you want
you.
to be in the afternoon?
Thank you. If I do that, I will probably lean on you, Katie, or Cornelia to help me with in person. I need somebody on the ground, right? Like to help in the room. I think that's one thing that's really helpful is if you're not physically there, it's very helpful to have a co-conspirator physically there to help to make sure, even just like passing the mic around so people can ask questions of the speaker for local. And if there's any technical difficulties, if you're halfway around the world, it's kind of hard to navigate those. You can't call on technical support if you're somewhere else. All right, thanks for that reminder. I will submit that request now since the deadline is like Wednesday.
Yeah, and Susan, if you need any help or with that, I'm happy to help with that since I did bring it
Thank you.
up.
You're also doing a
Everything.
workshop, which is a much heavier lift. So
Yeah.
I
I
will.
just like don't want to pass the
Okay.
buck.
Can I run my slides by you?
Yeah,
Okay.
that'll work.
Awesome. All right. Any additional
I mean, we will cover
suggestions?
notes on the workshop as well, so part of it at least.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we can piggyback on that.
Yeah.
That's good. All right. Anything else before we break? All right. Thanks, everyone. We will see some of you on Thursday at Fees and Fines. Otherwise, enjoy your calendar calming week next week, and we will see you at the next meeting. Thanks, everyone.
Have a good day.
Bye.